With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Melissa has blown ashore in Jamaica with powerful winds between 175 and 185 miles an hour. It's the strongest storm to hit the island in recorded history. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says Melissa will be devastating.
There is no infrastructure in the region that can withstand a Category 5. There is going to be damage if there is a Category 5.
Jamaica resident Earl Cameron bracing for some of that damage.
It's not a joke. It is very serious, guys. And it is going to be something different. The figures we think will be astronomical. Yeah, they will be hard to digest when this is over.
And next on the path of likely destruction would be parts of Cuba. Later, the Bahamas and Bermuda also could be hit. The Senate has failed a 13th vote today on trying to reopen the government. The Democrats simply will not go along with a Republican effort to get the government back up and running. The Democrats still demanding about $1.5 trillion in new spending. Vice President J.D. Vance had lunch with Senate Republicans today. The administration says troops will be paid this Friday, though SNAP benefits remain in jeopardy if something else doesn't happen regarding the budget. The SNAP benefits could run out for about 30 million Americans on November 1st. Amazon will cut almost 14,000 corporate jobs as it tries to become more efficient.
CEO Andy Jassy has encouraged employees to get on board with the company's AI plans after announcing a $10 billion investment in building a campus in North Carolina that'll expand its cloud computing and AI infrastructure. Jassy has aggressively sought to cut costs since becoming CEO in 2021. Teams and individuals affected by the job cuts will be notified on Tuesday. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
And this is SRN News. Is there a growing disconnect between America's pastors and American families? Correspondent Michael Herring takes a look at a study that looked at that question.
According to a new survey from the Barna Group, half of the country's church-going Christians are not sure that clergymen fully grasp the way that family has changed. In fact, the nuclear family, mom, dad, kids, is no longer the dominant arrangement in the U.S. with the growth of single moms, blended families, and those that now include older relatives who cannot be on their own. Barna says 90% of pastors still live in a nuclear family. Michael Harrington reporting.
Russia is one of many industrialized countries grappling with a shrinking and aging population, with President Vladimir Putin viewing it as a threat to national security. Experts say it's a legacy of the Soviet era when abortion was treated like contraception, and many women terminated multiple pregnancies under those policies. Putin is advancing a very pro-life effort now in his country. This is SRN News. Balancing concerns about the environment and the economy. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says his agency is focused on clean air and water, but also cares about Americans' pocketbooks.
Well, we believe at the Trump EPA that you can both protect the environment and grow the economy. It's not a binary choice. We also believe that if a dollar is going to get spent to remediate an environmental issue, that the dollar should get spent on remediating the environmental issue, not to go to some activist group.
And Zeldin says that's why he's been busy eliminating wasteful spending, no matter what it's supposed to be for.
We were finding grants where the grant was going through four pass-throughs, where each of the pass-throughs were taking a cut of at least 15% for that pass-through. So think about how much that dollar got diluted.
That is EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. He was interviewed today by the Salem Radio Network. And you'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.